This is the Room of Souvenirs. The exhibits on display here are all souvenirs created with Warsaw in mind. Please stand so that you have the window on your left and then look at the showcase in front of you. On the far left, you'll see a small teapot. It dates from the late 18th century and it was made by hand in the famous porcelain factory in Meissen. It's decorated with a view of Warsaw that was based on the works of an Italian master, Bernardo Bellotto. Highly select and valuable items like this would have been purchased by wealthy aristocrats. Don't forget that in those days, travel was a very costly pastime, so it was only an option for the most affluent members of society. Now please have a look at the two large plates on the right, the ones edged in dark blue. They date from the late 19th century, and they were mass-produced by the hundredfold. The decoration is worth a closer look. Again, we have views of Warsaw, both of them depicting major points on any sightseeing itinerary. The one on the left shows a Roman Catholic church, St. Alexander's, which stands on the royal route, as I mentioned earlier on in the tour. And on the right, we have a view of Platz Teatrini, Theatre Square. Now please turn round and have a look at the souvenirs in the showcase set against the opposite wall. On the far left, you'll see some more souvenir plates. They date from the era of the First World War. During that conflict, Warsaw was occupied first by the Russians and then later by the Germans. The plates present views of the city seen through the eyes of the occupiers. On the one with the blue and white decoration, you can see the facade of a Russian Orthodox church, St. Alexander Nevsky's Cathedral. But the soldiers in front of it are German. And the inscription on the lip at the top reads Warschau, the German word for Warsaw. The cathedral can also be seen in the Room of Postcards. If you look to the right of the three plates, you'll see a range of popular souvenirs. There are teaspoons, beakers, powder compacts, and stamps. The predominant motifs are all unequivocally associated with Warsaw to this day, and I'm certain you'll have no difficulty in spotting the image of the Warsaw mermaid, not to mention Zygmunt's column and the Chopin statue. After the Second World War, the first major transport artery to be built in Warsaw was the WZ, in other words, the East-West route, which features a tunnel running under the old town. It soon became a new and very popular symbol of the city. If you look at the bottom shelf, at the right-hand end of the showcase, you'll see a brown cigarette case. It features an image of the East-West route, as do several more of the souvenirs here. Now please head to the right and make your way over to the showcase opposite the window. On display here are souvenirs connected with important events in the city's history. So please have a look at the top shelf and find the handkerchief spread out to show the design in the central section. It presents a plan of the industrial and agricultural exhibition held in Warsaw in 1885. Exhibitions of that kind were all the rage in the 19th century. They were held regularly in numerous cities and towns, and they attracted throngs of visitors. Below the handkerchief, there's an example of the colourful scarf worn by the participants in the 5th World Festival of Youth and Students, which was held in Warsaw in 1955. Thousands of young people from all over the world travelled to the city for the jubilant event, which became one of the impetuses that drove the political changes which took place in communist Poland in the 1950s. Finally, please have a look at the wall hanging on display in the showcase on the left. Do you recognize the row of buildings it depicts? Yes, it's the row of townhouses that are home to the museum, and it's a souvenir of the times when it was still called the capital city of Warsaw Historical Museum. And now, please feel free to explore the exhibition here on your own.